Researchers have just reported that the prevalence of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, that's NAFLD, in adolescents has risen over the last few decades and now affects about 1 in 10 children. NHANES, that's the ongoing NIH health study, data from this from 1988 to 2008 shows that the prevalence of NAFLD rose from 3.6% to 9.9% among children ages 12 to 18. That was highly statistically significant. An important point is that the increase in pediatric NAFLD prevalence wasn't just determined by the prevalence of obesity or overweight in the sample. In fact, one of the researchers was quoted saying, "NAFLD seems to be increasing faster than the prevalence of obesity." Of course, the researchers call for more research. Now, the government will, based on this, will try to establish more programs for forcing low-fat diets on our kids. And of course, that will make them fatter. And they'll try to institute exercise programs. But what they don't even consider in their brain is thinking about the root cause for fatty liver disease. Yes, it's true that obesity will increase fatty liver disease, but the flood of toxins into the body causes both fatty liver and obesity. So wouldn't it be more likely to suspect a target for intervention that causes both? Now, have you ever heard of an obesogen? Now, I have other videos on this topic, but basically, they're substances that modulate bioenergetics and the conversion of food into stored fat. Now, we study and study and study, but at the same time, we keep spraying the school grounds with herbicides and pesticides. We feed our children processed foods full of untested chemicals. We let the sports stars and entertainers hype the colognes, toxin spike colored drinks, and toxin spike fast foods. And then we let factory farms spray pesticides and herbicides on the fruits and vegetables and poison the livestock with antibiotics, hormones, chemicals, and GMO feeds. Another major culprit is the abundant, unsaturated, ultra-processed vegetable oils that are ubiquitous in the food supply. These oxidized oils have been shown to increase liver enzymes. We already have plenty of evidence pointing to toxins. And do we really even need it? I mean, just think about it. This is common sense, people. But if you don't want to use common sense, let me talk about some studies. There's studies showing a dose response, a correlation with persistent organic pollutants, that's POPs, and the incidence of diabetes. Studies show increased mortality with higher levels of BPA, along with increased diabetes and liver disease. Now, the NHANES data from 1999 to 2002 showed a close correlation between endocrine disruptors and obesity. Vietnam veterans have increased exposure to that had increased exposure to dioxin have more obesity and diabetes. Workers with increased exposure to agricultural pesticides have a higher BMI. PCBs from people eating fish from polluted waters are associated with an increase in diabetes. Pesticides have been shown to disrupt our sex hormones. Pesticides have also been shown to uncouple mitochondrial energy production in the cell, and this energy deficit produces insulin resistance. Now, in this same study that found this, also found that pesticides put glutathione-mediated detoxification, the system, under stress, which basically stresses the liver. And this brings us back to the original research we're talking about, kids with stressed-out livers that are inflamed at ever-increasing rates. In fact, they more than doubled in the duration of this study. There's also evidence that the level of these toxins to cause harm can be very, very low. Now, if I were in charge, Let's say by some magic they made me king. And I could decide what we needed to do. The first step would be detoxification. All kids would be required to do a 10-day aggressive detox to level the playing field. You do this by stopping the garbage in and giving nutrient and energy support for the detox pathways. By giving them non-toxic energy sources and nutrient sources. Then, after they're level, it's easy. Just start a natural foods diet devoid of chemicals and processing. And then throw out the other chemicals that we pour in and on our kids. Exercise and detoxification would then be a natural consequence of the nutrient-dense diet and their newfound unbounded energy. Problem solved, everyone healthy, happy, and at their ideal weight. Now, if this sounds good to you, just write in Dr. G on your ballot this coming November. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions about the sources for my information. And for those of you that would like to go deeper into a topic, and or you just want to make up your own mind based on the evidence, which I think is a very good thing, at naturalfoodsdiet.org website, this information will be posted on the blog and selected references. Thanks so much for watching and have a great day.